is a typical fashion show with well-dressed models walking down the catwalk and slight music plays at the background. It seems that in the near future, fashion shows will not be about fabrics alone. As the use of environmentally friendly materials grow in the fashion industry, it is likely that fashion shows will start showcasing innovative creations made from marine materials, as was done during the recent Sustainable Blue Economic Conference in Kenya. Robert Popping, fashion designer at Rift Valley Leather, is one of Africa's leading designers who are using environmentally friendly materials like fish skin for their designs.
Well, fish skin is a very interesting material. It has a very distinctive texture, and it can be finished to give you either smooth leather or a leather with a very rough textured look. It can be finished in fabulous colours, and enormous opportunities, I believe, to develop this material as an alternative luxury material.
One of Popping's most favoured fish skins is that of the Nile Perch. It's a large fish mainly found in Africa's fresh waters. Popping combines the skin of the Nile Perch with cow hides to give some of his designs a very unique look. Using sustainable marine materials like fish skin, seaweeds and shells, designers like Popping produce clothes, bags, bangles, beads and wristbands. Jeff Addon of the Commonwealth Blue Charter, an arm of the Commonwealth that promotes sustainability, says it has become necessary for the fashion industry to use natural materials in order to curb the high level of waste and pollution from the industry.
Well, we need to really rethink the way we do a lot of things. Fashion is extremely wasteful right now, one of the most wasteful industries. So many of the products require huge amounts of water, thousands of liters of water for a typical pair of jeans, for example. Also, many of the higher fashion pieces are made to be worn only once. If you wash them, they fall apart. If we can reduce that a little bit, and I don't pretend we'll be able to fix it completely, but if we can start reusing, building quality products from fisheries, in this case, from the fish leather, it's a win-win.
A crowd admired Jamil Waji's designs at a fashion show. Some of his designs are made from marine materials. Waji, who is the lead fashion designer at JW Culture of Kenya, says an increasing number of people are admiring blue fashion.
People are really looking forward and wish they would have more of this, because they're finding it something of a very different nature in how I incorporate it into my brand. And the fact that it's all about sustainability is an extra bonus for me. And that's what they like about it.
How's it going?
Hi.
The crowd at fashion shows in Africa are usually large. Some fashion-loving Africans, like Yinka Makinde, say they're in love with blue fashion.
I love the blue fashion pieces. I like the feel of the stuff, and I like the fact that it's from nature. It has not gone through chemical reagent for processing. It's not bad. It's a good one.
But Makinde has one concern. She says blue fashion is limited in terms of materials used.
In as much as I do like it, you're just limited to that skin stuff alone. You don't get to see the other part of fashion pieces, the wow and the sexiness of fashion pieces in it. So we need to combine both, the other side of fashion and this nature one, together so that we can move on and then we can have varieties.
But fashion designers using natural materials say, even though this line of fashion is still growing, they are optimistic that in a matter of time, it will go full circle especially with the increasing drive towards a cleaner environment. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.